Blessed are you, holy and living one. God be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he looked with favor on his servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Let us attend to the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations shall call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Gracious and loving God, be on my lips and in our hearts as I speak your words for you. Amen. One of my favorite Christmas movies is the Ron Howard, Jim Carrey version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This is the one that has and this is also the one that one of the most endearing characters in the movie In that movie, she does a lot more than just catch Santa. Almost from the beginning, she is the one who is curious about the Grinch, wants to know how he got to the position he's in all alone, and also is the one after the Grinch lights the Christmas tree on fire and destroys part of the town, is standing there after Mayor Mayhew basically chastises her as a little girl who should not be listened to, says, "I only want everyone to be together for Christmas." She wanted the Who's to all be in community. She wanted everyone to be there in full. In this morning's gospel, we hear how Mary, immediately after the angel Gabriel told her that she was going to have Jesus, she set off to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Now, the angel told her that Elizabeth was pregnant also, a little further along than Mary was, but pregnant all the same. Mary was coming alone. Today, through research, they've come to discover that Mary was somewhere at about 12 or 13 years old. So, young girl, single, and pregnant. Even in today's time, that's not looked at very favorably. Elizabeth was a little bit alone too. It doesn't tell us this in this part of the gospel, but a little ahead of this, we hear that Gabriel also visited her husband Zechariah and told him about what was going to happen and basically struck him mute. So now he can't talk. Elizabeth is pregnant. She's rather old. She doesn't get up a lot anyway. And now the one person that she probably talks to the most, Zechariah, can't talk. Which, if you ask my wife, Donna, that is a wonderful thing.
So, Mary and Elizabeth needed each other. They needed to be in community, primarily to help each other, for companionship, but not necessarily for advice. You would normally think that Mary would be going to Elizabeth for advice. How should I handle my pregnancy? How should I go about birth? But we need to remember that Elizabeth didn't know any more than Mary. I'm going to break everything today. Elizabeth didn't know any more than Mary. She had never been pregnant either. Now, some of you know that our oldest daughter, Jennifer, just gave birth to our third grandchild last week. And our third daughter is pregnant and expecting in April. Now, our Elizabeth, who already has two children, has had some advice. And their mother has had some advice. I don't know all of it, but through all the texts and the Snapchats and everything else, I know little tidbits. Mary's cousin Elizabeth didn't have that. So she was in the same position as Mary. They were both basically in camaraderie together. Same position, same situation. We were created to be in community. Not to be alone. We all need each other. In Genesis, we read that God created Adam. And as such, even though he has all the animals and the fish and the birds, and I'm sorry for those of you who have your favorite pet dog, but they can be your absolute best friend, but they still can't talk to you. They can't have that same community that other people have. So God said, let us create a companion for him. And that started community. Jesus sent his disciples out two by two so they could be in community while they did their work. He also tells us, wherever two or three of you are gathered together, I will be there also. So he absolutely ordains that we should be not alone. Together, we help each other to learn, to encourage, to grow in the faith. Many people have spiritual advisors to help them and for them to bounce ideas off of. We have Eucharistic visitors who take communion to those who are shut in or in the hospital who can't be with us in community. So they are community for those folks who aren't with us. We also, from time to time, have had home visitors just to have that visit, the talk, the company. So they are also with us in a little different community. Christmas is particularly a time to be together, especially in community. As we go along, we need to stay in community. If we know someone who is alone or alone in their faith or needs community, bring them in. This is especially important to remember over the next few days. Last week, we heard in Randall's sermon about getting in line with God's love and with what John the Baptizer said. Be fair, be kind. A number of years ago, many of you remember Patty Huskamp. A number of years ago, a homeless man came in and sat down and was making a little bit of a ruckus during the 9:30 service. Our priest at that time was giving his sermon, and this man would preach it, Father. Amen. And the ushers were in the back of the church. Sorry, folks. wondering, how do we get rid of this guy? Patty came up, wandered around the back of the church, sat down next to this gentleman, pulled out a prayer book, and helped him through the rest of the service. Made him part of our community. In other circumstances, help your neighbor. Share what you have. Now, it takes courage to reach out that way. I can absolutely tell you that Patty had a lot of courage that day. And afterward, at the time, she was plenty nervous. But afterward, everyone in the congregation was very proud of her. It also takes courage to stand up. In some ways, the way some of our groups like Isaac do. So what is being in community really? And I'm going to be honest with you, this is going to be a little hard to hear. Are we really in community when we show up here at 9:30, pass the peace, wishing each other a good week, and then leave after an hour and a half and don't see each other again until next Sunday? Many of you know that I was given permission by the bishop late last month to continue to move on toward the ministry with the community and become a priest. Part of that process includes having a background check and having a psychological exam. Part of those involve submitting references. Now, Mark Hargis, who is a very dear friend of mine, who I've known for years and years and years, not too long ago, said, after I asked him to be one of those references, "Well, this is very interesting, Bill, because having been here at St. Luke's with you for all these years, I only know the good side." So even me with my good friend, and you've probably all seen this, remember? You know, this finger is pointing out at everybody else, but these three fingers are pointing back at you. I am also threefold what I'm telling everybody else. As we practice spirituality, that also includes community. And we do a lot of good things here at St. Luke's, as Father Randall has told us many times. There are many groups that involve help and work and doing things. One of which, right after this service, is the Altar Guild, which I am a member. And even though our primary job is to work to beautify this place and prepare for our communion together, we also get to know each other a little bit. But that's not our primary job. Through that spirituality in community, there are other things that we've done from time to time. We're coming up very soon. People are advertising, please sign up for gathering groups. I know a number of people, and we've been in some of them, where you start out in a gathering group, And even though you're only supposed to go for a month or 2 months or 3 months, some of these groups keep going and become good friends beyond. We've had, from time to time, St. Luke socializes. That is a wonderful avenue where we can all go out to a restaurant and we're not being preachy. We're just having fun together. And our young people sponsor game and dinner nights. And there are others. And I would suggest, we talked last week a little bit about the over 55 community and needing a priest for that someday. I think we can all create groups to help us all be community. So at the end of the movie, Cindy Lou actually got her wish. And the Grinch even carved the roast beast. Perhaps, being in community, we can also be part of Cindy Lou's wish. Amen.
As you are able, please stand and join me in proclaiming our faith, which covers the earth and spans the ages, by reciting the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of the waiting, give us courage to wait with those in the most broken places of the world.
Gracious God, most of us experience life as a feast of opportunities. We give you thanks for these many blessings, and we pray for those whose lives are far from the abundance you would intend. We pray particularly for all who are sick and all who are addicted, remembering especially Stephen, Ruthie, Ron, George, Hope, Charlotte, Carolyn, Caitlin, Pete, Nancy, John, Carol, Todd, Ben, Mary, Kobe, Richard, Peg, Jan, Linda, Danica, Sarah, Tom, Victor, Rusty, Mike, Pam, Quinn, Sandy, Judy, Jessica, Glenn, Kay, Bob, Lynn, Jean, and all those who are affected by natural disaster.
Empower us and all people who struggle to be bearers of hope.
We pray with those who wait for wars to stop, for violence to cease.
We pray for all who work for justice and peace. We pray for the nations and all in authority, including Donald, our president, and the legislative and judicial branches of our government. We also pray for those who serve in our armed forces, especially Courtney, Joe, Kristen, Nathan, Sarah, and Stephen.
God of the waiting, transform our conflicts into your peaceful reign.
Amen.
We pray for those who, in their grief, struggle to feel the coming hope, particularly those who grieve their jobs, their joy, or those whom they love.
We pray for those who have died, Tomio, Quay, Ken, and Arlene.
God of the waiting, comfort us with your power and grace.
Amen.
We lift before you the Anglican Communion, the Episcopal Church, our diocese, St. Luke's, and faithful people everywhere.
We pray for Michael, our presiding bishop, Wayne, our bishop, Randall, our priest, Greg, our deacon, Michael and Frankie in formation for holy orders, and all people in their vocations and ministries. We also remember before you Mary, the God-bearer, Luke and John, our patrons, Stephen, John, the Holy Innocents, Thomas, whom we commemorate this week.
God of the waiting, by your unmeasured mercy, grant that we may serve you with undivided hearts, live together in unbroken community, and greet you with unending praise.
Amen.
We give you thanks for your many blessings which fill our waiting with joy and give us a foretaste of our fulfillment.
We pray for those celebrating birthdays, Edwin, Matt, Eric, and for those celebrating wedding anniversaries, Carla and Alan. We give thanks for the baptismal anniversaries of Duncan, Barb, Christy, Molly, and TJ.
God of the waiting, help us find the wonder of expectation.
Amen, Savior, fill our hearts with courage and peace.
God of generations, your promises come to birth in surprising ways. Fill our hearts with courage and hope, and fill our dreams with visions of new life, so that we live according to your word and love with the fullness of your grace. In the holy name of Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God, our neighbors, and ourselves. God of all mercy,
we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our lives. We have denied your goodness to each other, in ourselves, and in the world you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive and restore us and strengthen us, through our Savior Jesus Christ. And we may abide.
Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through the grace of Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. From before time you made ready the creation. Your Spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being. Sun, moon, and stars, earth, winds, and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways. But we rebelled against you and wandered far away. And yet, as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. Time and again you called us to live in the fullness of your love. And so this day we join with saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to magnify you as we sing. Praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death, and to reveal the riches of your grace. You looked without favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick, and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and be glorified by you. And the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me."
Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth and make us your new creation, the body of Christ given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with all your saints from every tribe and language and people and nation to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God.
Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread and one cup. Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundance, with the bread of life and cup of salvation, and you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your loving love to the world, and continue and ever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen.
Please be seated.
Special thank you to our choir and all the folks who included special music today. It was beautiful. Special thanks. Thanks to Bill for preaching. I will tell you that one of the things that preachers have to learn is how to cope with the unexpected in the middle of the sermon. So I didn't make that happen for Bill to learn that, but he got an A for handling unexpected things today. We won't have a forum time or coffee hour today, but what we are asking you to do, if you can, is hang out and help us get the church decorated. We have wreaths to hang and flowers to put out and a creche to assemble and all kinds of stuff like that. So we're inviting you to join us today for and help us decorate the church.
As you are able, please stand.
May Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you and scatter the obstacles from before your path. And the blessing of God Almighty, eternal majesty, incarnate word and abiding spirit be amongst us and remain with us forever. Amen.
Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.